You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1206.
Two or three people, and worse, I've seen four people get involved in a partnership, and they're like, hey, let's all get in a room together and pool our money and send out direct mail or pay for internet marketing, or let's all get on the phone and start cold calling and start doing deals together, and then let's split the profit four ways. I can tell you that I've seen virtually every single partnership like that fail. And the reason why is because one partner brings all the value, right? The hustle, the grind, the make it rain power. And the other partner, or worse, other two or three partners, just kind of sit there along for the ride.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today we're going to talk about joint venturing and partnering your way to millions. And I am so excited about today's show because today actually was inspired by one of my mentors, Jay Abraham. And man, if you've never listened to him, he's going to blow your mind. And I've wrote down some of the things that I've learned from him that I've used in my business to make a lot of money. So by the way, go check out Jay, but I'm going to really, really connect this with wholesaling today. So you've got some useful information. So let's talk about joint venturing and partnering your way to millions. Now, imagine for a second that you had an unlimited amount of money to run your business, right? Resources was not a problem. You could spend as much money on marketing as you wanted. You could hire the best people. You could get the infrastructure. You could hire the best crews to fix up the properties. If you could instantaneously gain market penetration or knowledge by paying for it. And imagine that that was the case. You had instant resources. Where would your business be today? And today is all about how you can get that for your business without actually having to, number one, have that money. But number two, without having to risk that money, even if you had it. I'm telling you, I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to show you how to do this right now in this market. All you got to do is promise me that you will think bigger. You will unleash the brain handcuffs, release your brain from bondage and get it to the next level. A lot of these have to do with partnerships. Now, when I talk about partnerships, I am not talking about most idiotic, useless, non-profitable partnerships that exist today. I'm talking about joint ventures. Now, what do most partnerships look like? Most partnerships, I'm going to blast on normal partnerships here in a second. When I mean normal in that, not that they're functional, but this is how like 90% of business owners and wholesalers do this. Basically, a bunch of friends get together and they go to a real estate seminar together and they're like, hey, why don't we partner? And you know, two or three people, and worse, I've seen four people get involved in a partnership and they're like, hey, let's all get in a room together and pool our money and send out direct mail or pay for internet marketing, or let's all get on the phone and start cold calling and start doing deals together, and then let's split the profit four ways. I can tell you that I've seen virtually every single partnership like that fail. And the reason why is because one partner brings all the value, right? The hustle, the grind, the make it rain power. And the other partner, or worse, other two or three partners just kind of sit there along for the ride. And so you've got one person basically doing all the work. At best, people have the same skill sets, not complementary. At worst, one person is bringing everything and everyone else is along for the ride. So, number one, if you're in one of those partnerships and you're listening to this, get out of that partnership almost immediately, right? I can tell you that it is so, so, so common. I've seen every single one of those implode over time. Now, you've got to learn how to power partner, okay? What does power partnering means? Power partnering is partnering with someone. It doesn't have to be illegal like you guys own a company together. But what it means is two people who have something of value to each other, okay, come and connect to produce something more extraordinary. And so it could just be, hey, you have this, I have this, right? Let's find a way to put these two together so that we could both make a ton of money from an underutilized resource. I'm going to get into specifics here in a second. In a partnership, in a joint venture, and I'm not talking about a legal partnership. Any partnership is whether you guys decide to make money together in some capacity, okay? Is somebody else has value. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Imagine that you could get virtually unlimited leads from people in your market, right? Somebody has leads right now in the market that you are working or the market that you want to go in that they are not working, that they are not following up with, that they don't have the time to follow up with. Maybe they don't have the skill set. Maybe they're spending money on the marketing, but they are scared to death to talk to anybody on the phone, right? You, of course, listen to the podcast and you've bought the No Limit Selling System, hopefully. And you are an expert at talking to sellers, doing big deals, right? But right now, there are people who don't like talking to sellers. And so they have leads right now they are sitting on. Believe me, they're out there. And I would tell you that the majority of wholesalers who generate leads actually do not follow up. So greater than 60, 70% of the people in this business who are actually spending money on leads or time are not following up properly. So you could partner with that person right now to do deals, take their leads and convert them to contracts. Okay, right now, that's just the first example. Right now, there's somebody who would kill to work your leads. Okay, so right now they're like, man, you know what? I don't have the money for leads. I don't like to cold call. I just love to close, right? If someone could just spoon feed me leads that had some interest in selling, right? Or that maybe they were from direct marketing or the internet, I would just love that. And I would love just to close deals. Could I do that? So right now that person is sitting there. And if you don't want to talk to a seller or you don't have time to talk to a seller, or you're trying to run your business, you're like, I don't have the time to do that. You could partner with someone who's dying to close deals, right? There's a lot of people out there who would kill to make $100,000, $200,000 a year closing deals without having to spend money on marketing. Okay, right now, there is somebody who is currently in a market who has all the contacts. They understand the values. They understand the broker relationships. They maybe have all the buyers out there and they understand the idiosyncrasies of that market. They're in a market that you want to be in. So instead of going in there and trying to compete with that person, call them, partner. Maybe you could find a way to generate leads. They could lock up the leads. They could sell the leads. They could deal with the escrow and the title company. All you're doing is generating a little bit of leads every single day. Imagine that, right? You don't have to build this whole giant company. You could just partner with this one person who has that. How powerful is that? Right now, there's somebody who has cold callers. They've got virtual assistant. They got bookkeepers. Okay, they have other infrastructure that maybe you need or want that you don't want to hire. How awesome is that? Okay, and so you do not need the money. Excuse me, you do not need the money to be able to do this. You could partner with people who have this. You literally have unlimited resources. The list goes on and on and on. I know a gentleman who's got a website. It's a national website, and he just generates leads all over the country. And what he does is he partners with people who close those in their local markets. Okay. Now, it's funny because you don't actually have to own that website, right? And you don't actually have to be the person closing the deals, right? Although you could be, right? You could actually be the person, though, who's got a list of all the people who can close. And then you can know the guy who's got the website. You're getting a 15% cut of every single deal, right? The guy who's got the website gets 15. You maybe get 15, that's 30. The guy who's closing the deal gets 20. Oh no, there's way more profit than that. You guys could go 30, 30, 30, right? Or 33, 33, 33, right? Or you don't have to take that, but you understand that there's so much power in you seeing untapped potential. Instead of being the guy who's spending the money, be the guy or the gal who connects, right? That's where the money is. You see underutilized assets and you put them together. Now, this is not just theory. I've done this many times in my own business to make a lot of money. So let me talk about times that I've done this in my business and how I still do it. So I remember at one point when I wanted to penetrate the Los Angeles market, I partnered with a great broker on the ground who had the contractors, the buyers, and experts in that neighborhood. When I went into LA, I pretty much made 200 grand my first 60 days in that market, and I knew nothing. I never stepped foot in that market. I never drove there. I never met with a seller. I never met with a buyer, right? We generated some leads. I had somebody else close them, had the broker sell them. He handled everything front to back. And I put about $200,000 net in my pocket. Back in 2017, I wanted to go in the Sacramento market. Oh, this one was one of my favorites. Is I knew someone who was generating leads there, right? And this person was generating leads, and I did not want to spend my own money in the market. We were kind of spread thin, right? We're in multiple markets, and I was like, hey, this has to be a no-risk deal. I knew someone who basically was overwhelmed and that was generating their own leads via direct mail, and they were just kind of coming in, and no one was following up with them. I had another wholesaler who I knew who was dying to do deals. Long story short, okay, I basically took the leads from this person. I had one of our acquisition people who we brought, basically, when I say my acquisition people, this was a wholesaler who already knew how to close deals, right? We put those two together. All right. Long story short, we got a cut of those deals for a good year. Okay. I can tell you, I think I made about $300,000 from that partnership. I had no risk. I didn't have to put out the money for the leads. I didn't have to hire a sales rep. I had someone who was already in the business closing deals, and I had someone already generating leads. I put the two together, okay, and I made a ton of money in that market. By the way, not all these partnerships last forever. Some of them do, right? But that was like 300 grand I didn't have with no risk. In 2012, I was coming out of the recession and I didn't have a ton of cash in the bank. I lost some money on some deals. I bought a ton of rental property with a partner, okay? So I had no money out of pocket. I bought great deals on rental property. The cash buyers weren't really in full effect yet. So we bought properties at the bottom of the market. They got a loan. They got the financing. Actually, I was getting properties from wholesalers. I wasn't even doing my own marketing. So I was getting properties from wholesalers. I was putting the deals together. Okay, from that, I probably generated about $3 million in equity from properties that, number one, I didn't have to find, or let's say spend money for. I got them from wholesalers. I didn't have to qualify for a loan. I got a partner to do that. And I didn't have to come up with any down payment money. I put everything together, made a few million dollars over a period of years. Was it work? Sure, right? But resources was not my problem. On many houses in San Diego, I partnered with houses that I wanted to rehab for whatever reason, right? These are great houses, are great areas, and I didn't really want to be in the rehab game. And so I partnered with my cash buyers. I didn't split the deals 50-50. That's really important. I set a price on the property. We split everything above that. And I got their expertise. They rehabbed the house probably four times faster than I could. I had them lay money out. I paid them a little interest on their money at the end of the deal. And we all got a piece of that. When I moved into Florida, I partnered with someone who was already in the business, already had contacts in there. I also went and I bought somebody else's website, Google reviews for a very, very small amount of money. I think it was like $4,000 or $5,000. And I put it all together and created a multi-million dollar business in Florida in a matter of 90 days. So my question to you, and by the way, I've done this with Buy Mobile Home Parks, right? I partnered with somebody 100% commission to find leads. I partnered with someone who had the money. I put the deal together and I was right in the middle. I did not use the last mobile home park I bought. I didn't have a cent of my own money. We created $1 million of equity in that property within 1 year. So, you know, I kept it pretty much to wholesaling, but I've done it in many, many times in business. So here is my question to you. What excuses are you making right now why you can't make it in this business? Do you not have the money? Do you not have the experience? Do you not have the contacts? Right? Because that's all bull. Right now, you have an unlimited amount of money in your bank account, right? That is your mental bank account. My question is, who has the leads that you need? Who has the sales skills that you need? Who has the infrastructure that you need? The cold callers, the VAs, the crews, the dispo team? Who has the market penetration, the expertise, right? The broker relationships? Who has the money that you need? Doesn't have to be you. You just need to open your mind, okay? Take the chains off your brain and make it happen. I'll review this. Number one, quick reminder is if you think that you are resource restricted, you are not. Okay, there's an unlimited amount of money over there. You just have to change your mindset. Now, I'm not talking about doing partnerships with people who bring nothing to the table. That is how most partnerships are formed. By the way, if you're in that, one of those partnerships, and one person is bringing everything to the table and the rest are along for the ride, do yourself a favor, break it off amicably, and start doing these. Absolutely. Okay, now, remember, one person's got to bring the value one place. The other person's got to bring it someplace else. These deals don't have to be 50-50 split. You want to put them in place in accordance with the value. Okay. Right now, there's somebody who would kill to work free leads and get a cut. Right now, there's someone who's got leads that are just sitting there. They're not being worked. Right now, there's someone who they're in a market that you want to be in who's like, hey, man, I need more activity, right? Right now, there's a broker who's not maybe doing as many deals, right? And they're like, I wish someone would give me another way to make more money in this market. Right now, there's maybe a competitor in a market that you want to go in that you can decide to do deals with instead of doing your own, right? I gave you all kinds of examples. Just unleash your brain and make it happen. You want to keep rental property? Great. Find wholesalers who have deals. And then the next part is find people who have the money and buy and hold rental property, right? You could do that on single family or commercial deals, right? Just unleash your brain. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. Let me know how you think of a way that you could do this or you've done this. Or if you've got a question, if you're listening on a podcast, send an email to me at support@nolimitsrealestateinvesting.com and say, Todd, man, I love this idea. Here's how I've done it. Here's how I'd like to do it. I'd like to see what there is to make that happen. You can also check me out in the Wholesaling Inc. Facebook group. You can go to wholesalinginkgroup.com and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.